Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Snickerdoodle shortbread, touching up bars. How many chips in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
When I was young, I knew something was wrong. My mother would forget to pick me up from school.
Drugs and alcohol may make you forget your problems.
My mother got help, and because of recovery, she is here for me.
Hi, Mom.
You ready? Let's go.
For drug and alcohol treatment for you or someone you love, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage. Make that move.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the community.
Show me love, show me sweet.
Blog Talk Radio. Please enter your host PIN. When finished, press the pound key. I'm sorry, but I did not hear you press at least four
now
digits of your PIN number.
And this is the moment. All else is but a memory of what has been, or a speculation of what might come. It's useful to look back and to look forward as well. But always remember, now is where you are, and now is when you can make a difference. Regrets and wishes will not change what has been or what will be. It is by taking action now, when you can, that you fulfill the best of your possibilities. On this day, when the calendar changes, and you're reminded of the passage of time, remember this. Whatever the month, whatever the year, now is the time for you to live. This is the moment for you to act. This is that moment. All that you are right now. All that you can be begins in this moment. Now is a great place to be. For when you live it fully, with love, with gratitude, with purpose, anything is possible. When I find myself in times of trouble, there's a voice that comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, God is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom.
Yes, indeed. Let's speak some words of wisdom. We say, let it be, let it be. Because we know you love us. We just let it be. Bishop Carlton Pierce is reminding us, when things are just kind of going crazy, you can't explain it, you get interrupted, let it be, let it be, speak the words of wisdom, let it be. Okay. yes, indeed. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and anything can happen, and I'm trusting all is well, because it is. And you make a difference. You certainly make a difference. You just hold the energy over there for me. Just hold on to my hand. Hold me, don't let me go. you are listening to Ancestral Blueprints with Felisa Iverson and yours truly, Life Coach Ade. And, today's an interesting day. What's really going on? What is really going on? Anyway, yes, Ancestral Blueprints is every last Wednesday of the month. And make sure you mark your calendar. But today we are going deep. We're making ourselves available for the ancestors to tell us, what did they learn? What did they wish they never taught us? Who knows? Today we want to see the connection between ancestral blueprints and parenting. Is the way you parent your children? Was it passed down to you and you just learned it? And even though something in you says, I don't think this is right, but you do it, well, we'll talk more about that. Yes, yes, yes. Let it be with that song. So we're just going to let all of it be to find out more about that song, to get yourself a copy of that song, to download a song. Only, well, we don't do that. So, yeah, you can just go to bishoppearson.com. We don't tell you about money over here. You go to the website and find out how much it costs you. Bishop Carlton Pearson, with website address. He has two websites, actually. But you can go to Bishop Pearson, and he'll be back here. I think it's in May. He was here about a month ago. Well, last month. I think, yeah, last month. Anyway, his Pearson is P-E-A-R-S-O-N, Bishop www.lifepearson.com. And we started the show off with Sherry Marie. And because you love me, all those tears have turned into butterflies. Talk about a chrysalis and crystallization of transforming. And, oh, I am so free because you love me. Because you love me, Sherry Marie. To find out more about her, you can go to Facebook, Sherry, C-H-E-R-I, Marie, M-A-R-E-E. Ah, it is so nice to be here. So nice to be here. Two words, Richard Moss. If you missed the show yesterday, just go listen to the archive. Go listen to the archive. What an amazing show. What an amazing man. Ah, life is good. Life is good. I've got a wonderful, wonderful co-producer. Yes, Bishop Carlton was here. No, will be here May 23rd. It's a Wednesday. Wow. Just a blessing to be surrounded by people who can just be there for you. Think a thought and they already answered it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Ooh-wee. So let's see. What are we doing here? Thank you, Celeste. I appreciate you. What are we doing here? Richard Moss. If you missed the show yesterday, go check it out. And you will be transformed. And what else? I need to do some announcements. But before I do an announcement, I want to go off on a rant. When was it possible that you can call somebody on a phone through, well, okay, you can make a quote-unquote phone call through Facebook? I got a call from my nephew on my computer. And I'm thinking, what is that sound? What is that sound? I'm like, looking, it's not my phone. I've never heard that sound before. And this ain't a call from my nephew. I'm like, what? I think Facebook is doing too much. Okay, let's take a breath. Let me stay on Facebook's business and focus on mine. Facebook can do whatever it, he, she wants to do, just like we do what we want to do. So, yes. And speaking of what we do, let's give you some announcements. We're taking your calls 347. I have to get that out of my system. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346 is the number to call. Parents-to-be, challenges you're having with your children, with your nephews, with your niece. I don't care if they're grown. Here's what we're putting up, throwing to you. Here's a question. Something to stimulate thought. This is in the house. I'm going to come to her in a minute. And the question is, how your ancestors raised their children, your mother, your grandparents? How's that impacting how you, now, you listen to the show, how you interact and relate with your children today? And if you say, I ain't got nothing to do with it, lie. Did you say that? Yep, I did. Lisa didn't say I said it. You ain't telling the truth. You ain't telling the truth. That's a lie. You ain't telling the truth. And that's the truth. That's a lie. We also want to look at the habits and customs of our family. We know it varies. We each reflect it in ways we interact with our children today. Take this moment as I move on in a minute to do some announcements and just ponder the thought, you know. How do you interact with your children? What are the thoughts? What are the words you speak to them when they're not around or when they're around? When you're at work wondering what they're doing, what kind of thoughts are going on in your consciousness? What's flying around? Are you worried that they're going to be in harm's way? Or are you trusting they're going to be okay? And the real question is, how do we reclaim our spirits in families where there has been too much focus on criticism, judgment, or taming? Feel on that. The number 347-426-3346. And we're taking your questions as well on the fan page, a different fan page. Life. I had to think about that. Life Conversations Radio fan page, because this is not Ask Life Coach Ade show. We do the Ask Life Coach Ade fan page when we're doing Ask Life Coach Ade show. But we're doing Ancestral Blueprints. So post your questions on the Ask Life Coach. No, stop it. LifeConversationsRadio.com. You better write that down, boy. Life Conversations Radio. I got to pace myself here. Bear with me, Lisa. Bear with me. I'm coming to you. Life Conversations Radio fan page on Facebook. Post your questions there. You can share your comments in the chat room. We'll do our best to get to it. And also, if you don't do Facebook or for whatever reason you can't log in or something's going on, you can go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. LifeConversationsMedia.com. And there you can find out about upcoming guests and all other stuff. But for this show, there's a tab. Okay, there we go. There's a tab called Ask Lifestyle Chatter. Let's use that one. Yeah, and post your questions there. Casper and I will get to it. And but it's always best to call in so we can fill your energy and be able to get to the root of it. Speaking of ancestral blueprints, let's get to the root of the matter. At 2 o'clock today, Here to inspire with Aisha. Aisha's waiting to inspire you. And she is talking about stress, how to de-stress your life, how to release it. Natural stress reduction techniques. She's going to share natural ways to help you reduce the stress and help you feel grounded, because when you are stressed, you take it out of your children. You take it out of your loved ones. You take it out of your supervisor. And you take it out of yourself. You don't even have patience for yourself while you're in pain. Make sure you tune in 2 p.m. Here to Inspire happens every day. Every Wednesday, 2 p.m. Eastern. Lots going on energetically. Maybe I just need to slow myself down. Yeah. By taking a breath. Anyway, I think I better just hurry up and bring Lisa. I think I've shared everything I need to tell you. Tomorrow I have Beth Odell. She is the founder of MicroGiving Works website, and she'll be sharing her story. The topic of tomorrow's conversation is pain. Pain pushes until vision pulls. Think about that. Pain pushes until vision pulls. But we'll talk more about that tomorrow. Let's continue with today's conversation, today's topic, ancestral blueprints and parenting. Lisa Iverson, I don't know if you're feeling the same vibe. How are you doing today? Because I don't know. I'm just in the vortex.
Yeah, I hear you. There's a lot going on. I'm very glad to be here with you today and glad to be with everybody who is with us, either live or, listening to the recording. It's These are big times we're living in, aren't they?
Yes. And people are waiting for December 21st, 2012. It's happening as we speak. The shift, the change of vibration is shifting already, and it's really time to die to our old ways and become aware of what is really happening. So today we want to go into the conversation. We want to listen and want to feel what our ancestors have to say about parenting and what our listeners have to say about parenting. The number 347-426-3346. Make sure you press one on your keypad. So the description is how our ancestors raise their children impacts how we relate to our children now. You know, there's a little bit more there, but let me read the whole thing again, because I posed the question to us. Habits and customs of a family vary, and we each reflect it in the way we interact with our children today. How do we reclaim our spirits in families where there have been too much focus on criticism, judgment, and payment? So, I don't even want to ask you a question, because you're not a guest, you're a co-host. And I'm just going to throw it over to you, Lisa. You know, do you think of today's conversation? Where are you with it? What's coming up for you? What are you feeling to share?
Well, I think the first thing I want to share is just how important it is that we, together acknowledge this expansiveness of parenting. In American culture, we focus so much on the two-generational, sometimes three, but primarily two, parent-child family frame. But, how our grandparents, great-grandparents, great-great-grandparents, how they parented.
Can I have to go back again? I hope you can bring that. You said sometimes, and then I didn't hear what you were saying before you went into great grandparents. You said sometimes we do what?
Okay, thank you for telling me. In the U.S., we focus so much on the two-generational frame of things. Parents and children. Sometimes we look at grandparents in there, but there's too much of a narrow focus on family and on parenting, thinking that it's just about two generations with each other. So it's very important and wonderful that just in our topic today that we allow there to be an expanded frame of how we recognize family. So how our grandparents and our great-grandparents and our great-great-grandparents and beyond, how they parented and how they were parented absolutely still influences us today. So this is just a place to start for our conversation, you know, that we can breathe some spaciousness, you know, into the topic. As I say that, I'm just aware that, you know, for all of us, let's just go back to the great-grandparent generation just for a moment. For each of us, if we just think a little bit about the era, you know, what was the year, ballpark, time, place, circumstance that our great-grandparents were being raised in? You know, to consider that just for this moment, we can let our imaginations, our soul, our mind, you know, our body, our whole being, just kind of just check in to that place, just to acknowledge that it existed. You know, that's kind of a deal.
Yes.
You know, just to acknowledge that, oh, okay, I do have great-grandparents. I may not even know what their names were, you know.
Right.
I may not even know what their names were, but I have them. I had them, you know. And actually, it kind of gets into this other territory around, life and death. Okay, so most of us, our great-grandparents, have died. I'm assuming that's the case for most listeners. There might be some listeners for whom, you know, they might have some great-grandparents who are still alive. But for most of us, they've already passed on. But, you know, through life and death, they're still our great-grandparents. So in this way, they still are a part of us. They're part of our soul. They're part of our being. Without them, we wouldn't be alive. We wouldn't be here. It kind of gets into this whole territory. So the topic of parenting practices is in the context of this other thing, which is just about where does everybody belong in the fabric of family. So there's a strength to be gained as a parent. So for those who are listening who are parents, there's a real strength. It's usually untapped. To be drawn from, just to acknowledge that these great grandparents exist.
You said just to acknowledge that great grandparents did what?
That they exist. There's some kind of a, it's like it's a wake-up call for the soul to remember that, oh, yeah, you know, I didn't just drop out of a space shuttle, you know, into this life, you know. It helps, you know, one of the things that happens between parents and children is that informs our parenting is when there's a disconnect from the generations before, when there's confusion about where everybody belongs, that has a big impact on how we parent. So,
okay.
Go ahead.
No. I went for a quick meditation, but I'm back. So I interrupted your comment. Yeah, I'm so spiritually deep, I got to take moments to go within. So I can have something to say when you finish. I was talking to the ancestors.
Anything you want to share about your moment?
Oh, no, you don't want me to share about what I just downloaded.
Okay. Okay.
I was speaking in tongues when I went into meditation. It's not during the show.
We will leave you to your conversation with your ancestors. And that's okay.
So we'll just continue where you are, and we'll just dance together because everything is perfect.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. So, you know, one of the things in this frame that I'm talking from that happens for parents that often goes unseen is that sometimes parents are trying to protect their children from the experience that they've already lived in their own childhood.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to protect. They parent from a position of trying to protect their children from what's already happened in their lives or in the generations beforehand. And so, you know, this is particularly the case when there have been deep patterns of criticism or abuse or neglect or, you know, just the painful things that happen, the painful...
Right.
There's pain that happens in parenting. And so, but when a parent is trying to parent their children, trying to protect them from what's already happened, it's what wants to happen is for the parent to face their own experience as daughters or sons. And to face, you know, the history that's behind them. That's the way to stop some pattern that's been difficult. Is for the parent to look back in that history. That can be no small task, especially when there's been patterns, you know. So it's the kind of thing that... it's important to have some support, some guidance with that. For me, with the in my work, that's where I spend my energy with my work as a therapist in the constellation field. Is I spend a lot of time helping adults become more oriented in themselves with these kinds of histories.
That takes a deep intention to want to do that work. Because
very
it kind of sounds, yes, indeed. You know, parenting, I say parenting is the highest form of spiritual practice. You know, when you've been given the opportunity to take care of another human being, to raise them, to guide them, direct them, discipline them, and show them the way, at the same time being able to listen to what they have to say, at the same time allowing them to learn about life their own way. It's the highest form of spiritual practice. So I can hear some parents saying, I understand, but right now my children need to eat. I don't have time for therapists or all that stuff about going back about my ancestors. My child is crying. I don't know if I have a job next week.
Yeah.
You got to give me something else I can use. It's challenging to raise the children, but give me something else I can use. I mean, how do parents go about that, being able to embark on this journey that just the thought of it can make people freeze? Like, oh, my God, really? You're saying that when I'm protecting my, when I'm afraid that something's going to happen to my child, or overprotecting or judging because of something that my ancestors experience, you're saying I need to go confront what needs to be seen? I mean, please tell me something simple that can help me move forward, because I'm not interested in doing all that work. That's too much.
Yeah. Well, where I go when you acknowledge what you're saying, which is very important, I'm so grateful that you bring this image that you're bringing right now. And then where I go is I remember the untapped blessing and resource that's there in our ancestry. So for the parent who's parenting and feels overwhelmed, which is most of us in one place or another, you know, the cause of the overwhelm is many different things. But so for the parent who's facing a feeling of overwhelm in their place of parenting, I guarantee there are many parents in the generations before that person who experienced overwhelm. They are not alone in that place. So there's two things that can be deeply supportive in that place. One is to have a moment. It can take 30 seconds, a minute if you have a luxurious day.
I know that's right.
If you have all the free time, take a whole minute.
Take a whole minute, okay.
Because you know the reality of most people's lives is they are absolutely stressed, you know. So,
yeah, and we laugh, but that's reality. Some people think, I don't have
totally,
a minute to take
it
a breath.
It is absolutely reality. And I'm thinking about all this. I'm thinking about all the single-parent households out there, the single mothers and the single fathers who are not able to be, where there's not able to be two parents in the household. You know, God bless all the, you know, parenting where there's one adult in the household, the overwhelm that's there. So there's two things in that place. One is to take a moment of prayer and meditation to ask for support, to ask for strength, for blessing from the ancestors who came before that person, that they be with them in their day, that they can connect with ancestors who parented when they were overwhelmed, that they can draw on them. And the other piece is to ask for blessing to leave any kind of harmful pattern with them, that if there was a way that any of those ancestors parented in a way that was hurtful, we won't have to go into more descriptors of what that might be, but we know that they're there, that we can ask them in those moments that we leave those harmful parenting practices with them, that please bless us when we do it differently. Now this can support a person having a completely different way of being with their children in that moment.
It's funny because we started the show, you know, and that's the topic of conversation, basically looking at how how our ancestors raised their children, how it's impacting how we raise our children today. And I'm observing for myself that there's my thought is leaning more to, if you will, the negative aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so how we correct that. But mm-hmm. what you just shared brought me back to, rather than just think, okay, my ancestors, the way they parent is affecting how I parent now, or, you know, and the natural thing is the egoic mind would say, I don't want nothing to do with that. I want to cut that up. I don't want to even think about my ancestors. But you said, go back and ask for support.
Yeah,
and
right.
when you said that, I thought of a tree. You know, it's like yeah. going back to the roots to ask some support from the life that is moving through you as you, that was here before you, to say, this current existence, I'm finding it a bit challenging. Let me go back to my root. And root is about foundation. It's
yes.
about sturdiness. It's about groundedness. And so rather than, for me, as I read the description of the show, and think, okay, well, our ancestors, great-grandparents, the great-great-great-great-grandparents, how they parented is affecting us now and it's affecting our children. Let's change that. But really, there's a gift in that when we allow ourselves, when we just ask ourselves that simple question and let the answer come up rather than think of the answer. How does
yeah.
how our ancestors raise their children impact how we relate to our children?
Yeah.
To just sit with that. And then whatever come up, if it's overwhelming, then we can go back and say, yep. And I love what you said, that other parents have felt it. And then we can even get in touch with, what about my ancestors? Did they feel overwhelmed?
Yeah.
You know, when you talk about slavery, when you talk about a depression time, and the things that was happening when people don't know if they're going to be alive in the next minute, if there's going to be food on the table, if their child is going to be yanked away from them just after birth.
Mm-hmm.
All those things belong, as you say, for being able to pull on that soul strength. I don't even know. That's what's coming up for me. Soul strength actually helps us find a groundedness that's beyond the egoic mind or the intellect.
Yes.
Hmm.
Yes. And there's a wisdom in that root. There's a wisdom in the root of each family that remembers that children are meant to be held in safety, that they're meant to be, that their innocence is meant to be cherished, you know?
Mm. Mm.
And because if that wasn't there, we wouldn't be here. Our children would. It's really too simple. So in the middle of the difficult things that have been there, life has gotten through. Life got through all those generations before us, got through to us. If we're a parent, it got through the next generation. So there really is some deep wisdom. Often it's going untapped, that is deeply wise and life affirming. My experience over many years is, and that this is something that can most easily be remembered when people to come together. It's like where two or more are gathered, you know. We can more easily remember this when we come together with other people. It's hard to remember this by our own individual lives, you know, because in the States especially, we focus so much on individual, and that's, by definition, that's opposite of the kind of thing that I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You know,
and
so
it's funny. Go ahead.
So it's a deep service that you provide a day with this radio platform. It's like the vision I have, these forums are, okay, so we can't be in the physical room together. to see, right. to look at one another in the eye. But it's like we're in a big circle with one another for these conversations.
Mm.
You know,
I feel
very important.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you actually spoke to a thought that I had, and actually a thought that wasn't complete, and you completed it, because I was going to say, interestingly enough, we tend to look at the past when it comes to parenting or how our great-grandparents lived, and we talk about those were times when they support one another. And I was going to say, but the interesting thing is back then they had community. Now we don't, or people feel like they don't have community. But you spoke to it. You spoke to it. We just have a different kind of community now. It's a virtual community. It's through the radio. It's through Facebook. It's through Twitter. And we all have the opportunity to the gift to share with one another, even if we're not in the same space, same vicinity.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a break. You're listening to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson. And to find out more about Lisa's work, you can go to lisaiverson.com. Lisa, IVERSEN.com. And there's another website, but Lisa Iverson's a lot easier to come in. You can see there's a lot of information about family constellations, this conversation that we're having. And she's the author of Ancestral Blueprints. Yes, you got to pick up your copy, because, you know, you get to realize there's so much more, and we can sort of connect to the external distractions. We need each other. We're going to take a break. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. When we come back, we're going to take a call. And while we're taking a break, we invite you to share the show with your friends on social media, social network. Text it, tweet it, yell it, scream it. I don't care. You get the word out. Tell them, like, yeah, I see the way you parent. You need to listen to this show. Or, stop it. Or, you know what Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Addy is talking about? You're doing exactly what they're talking about. You need to listen to this and even call in 347-426-3346. We will be right back. And why do you need to tell folks about it? Because this is the best radio network in the whole planet.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello there. My name is Michelle Brown Stafford, child prodigy mom and parental involvement activist, urging parents to get involved in their children's education. At the age of 13, our son, Stephen Stafford, became the youngest ever to enroll as a full-time regular student in Morehouse College's 150-year history. This occurred only after well-meaning educators failed to identify our son's gifts in the classroom. Knowing who our son was, my husband and I got involved and prevented Stephen from falling through the educational cracks. So parents, get involved. Stay involved. Your child's potential is definitely worth it.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the community.
Yes, indeed, we are giving a voice back to the world community. We need each other. It's about going back to the root and connecting and getting the strength that comes from a deep place. A deep, deep, deep that holds, that helps you to move through all of life's challenges. Experiences, all that life is presenting you. You're listening to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Ida, which is every last Wednesday of the month. Lisa, do you want to say anything before we take call, go to the call?
Oh, I think the only thing I want to say again is thank you. Yeah, thank you for our time together. I look forward to bringing this next person into the conversation.
Yes, indeed. Let's bring in Celeste. Not for a celestial moment, but celestial comment.
Hello, family. Lisa, I love it when you come home once a month. It's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Hello, Life Coach today. I actually have a gift for the both of you. And Lisa, when you were talking about, you know, tapping into the untapped strength and, you know, knowing to ask for strength from our ancestors, it took me someplace. And the place where it took me was a book, and that's Family by J. California Cooper. I tap strength through fiction and imagination and my own family stories. So there was something that I read that I wanted to share with you that I think goes and flows with the what you guys are talking about today.
Yes, so, go ahead.
Okay, so. And the earth mother asked the earth child as she handed it the succulent earth fruit. And when does a tree bear fruit that it is not its own? And the earth child threw back its beautiful head laughing, saying, never, never. Then took a huge bite from the heavy, full fruit, which sent the rich juice running down its chin, falling over the mountains of the earth child, rolling down and into the river of love and hate called tears. Running, even over the fields of time, until all the juices flow together again, blending into the ocean of human life. The sun looked down, the moon peered up, listening, moving on, saying, everyone knows that. That's what makes a family. And that's the first page of this book about a ghost who actually is watching her family. And it starts in the 1840s, and I wanted to share that with you.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh,
my pleasure.
Yeah.
My pleasure.
What was the name of the book again?
Yes, it's called Family. It's by J. California Cooper, one of my favorite writers. And I have to tell you, I found J. California Cooper during a time of deep loneliness and not feeling connected to any type of family at all. And I'm so grateful for the people who decided to write these downloads from, I believe, ancestors. Because now I'm able to step into a family, have a conversation about ancestors. And when I was reading this book in 1991, I was a very sad, lonely woman. So thank you for being in my family and helping me have a platform to share something that helped me along the way.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Can I share what the image that pops up for me when you read it?
Please.
It turns that whole image of Adam and Eve being the bad woman that she was with the apple in the garden, it turns it on its ear.
Really? That's powerful.
This story that you read comes from that image, reminds us of life. And there's a feeling of deep clarity, you know, about how does life happen? Where does it come from? How do we tap into its source? And I just had to say that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm very grateful that you did.
Yeah.
Maybe that could be a part two conversation about how we can,
yeah,
how
no
we
doubt,
can revision,
no.
You know, these stories to tap strength But thank you for reminding us that our ancestors are always with us and that we can talk to them. And I am a living, I'm living proof of that. So thank you so much. I'm going to say, let you guys finish the rest of your conversation, but it's always wonderful joining you. Thank you.
Thank you, Celeste. Thank you so much. Appreciate you. Life is good. It's getting better. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Press 1 on your keypad. And listen to what Celeste is sharing, and also I looked at this, I just did a Google search to see if there's anything out there that talks about, you know, how ancestors raise their children, and, you know, just, and I saw this article from a website called thedailybeast.com, and this part says, I've heard that name, but I don't know who it's linked to, but anyway, I hope it's linked to somebody that I don't mind sharing this story. But I don't care. It's information that matters. Anyway, the paragraph says, this part says, new research suggests that our early hunter-gatherer ancestors raised happier and more compassionate kids thanks to natural birth, extended breastfeeding, and co-sleeping. And then he raised the question, should modern parents follow suit? Yeah. What's your thought on that? New research suggests that our early hunter-gatherer ancestors raised happier, more compassionate kids thanks to natural birth, extended breastfeeding.
Well, Ade, it must be very important what you're speaking about because your voice just disappeared from the show. And before we began the show, you gave me a heads up that there was something kind of funky happening with your phone. And so listeners might not have known that, but I knew that. And so I trust that what you are speaking about has strong energy to it. And maybe that has something to do with you getting disconnected with your phone here in this moment. So I'm trusting, too, that people, listeners, can still be hearing my voice. If not, you're going to give me a heads up in some way. This thing that you just read, to me, what I think of is how much, again, in the States, we often look to scientific research to validate what our souls already know but hasn't had permission to remember. So when you read what you just said, I think to myself, well, of course, you know. And at the same time, Yep. Welcome back. We missed you. I was carrying on, feeling you in my heart, feeling you in the conversation, even though you weren't here before. Would you like to hear what I said while you were gone?
Well, you said take 30 seconds in our life, in our busy life, so I'm sorry I didn't want you to mess. No, I missed it again. I don't understand what's going on, but I'm back. So, yeah, tell me what comes up for you.
Well, I said it must be very important. It must be very important what you were speaking about, otherwise the phone wouldn't have gone yet.
That was just crazy.
And I was also saying that, of course, you know, that the content of that research, my reaction is, of course, and also that in the States, it seems to me that we're in a place where we often look to scientific research. We need to have research done about anything to validate what we know in our souls, but we forgot. So there's something really, I don't know, interesting about how it is that we feel permission to be in touch with deep truths in the U.S. field. An example of this is, I don't know the billions of dollars that have been spent on research in the U.S. to say that we don't get enough sleep, and sleep's important.
Right. Exactly.
So we've needed to spend that much money to prove that sleep's important. Really? Is that true? Now, we couldn't just like say, okay, yeah, let's pay attention to our bodies, and yeah, it is. It's important, you know. So.
Mm-hmm.
Content of the research, I think, of course, and then how the information comes that the research says it is important is
right.
A whole other
right.
thing. Yeah.
And for the listeners, I just post the link in the chat room. I'll put it on the Life Conversations Radio fan page as well. And I'm going to read the rest of the article later. I just pulled it up during the show. But I want to go here. You know, and this is what comes up for me, because I'm a thinker. I'm always thinking. Now, okay, let me just even say it without even trying to analyze my own thought. The research said, you know, hunter-gatherer ancestors raised happier, more compassionate kids thanks to natural birth, which I get. Not that I've done it before, but I get it. Extended breastfeeding and co-sleeping. Got it, because now if a parent tells to sleep with a child, you do what? As if it's a crime. But what comes up for me now is, I want to say, so where did it go wrong? If our
right.
ancestors raised more compassionate, more happier children,
mm-hmm.
I mean, shouldn't that be passed on? That
yep.
we should be super compassionate, super happy. I mean, where did it go wrong? What happened?
Mm-hmm.
Where did we miss the mark?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's the thought that come up for me, because maybe it's the, I think there is a part of humanity to, I'm just going to allow this to happen. I think that, yeah, I see it happening in countries. We have a way of romanticizing history sometimes. And
mm-hmm.
not really want to talk about what happened and what's really true. I mean, your book, you talk about revealing, you know, revealing the secrets. And help me with the subtitle, please. I don't have the book next to me.
Revealing Invisible Truths in America's Soul.
Exactly. The invisible truth and the things that haven't been acknowledged. And
mm-hmm.
so my point of bringing that up is, there's so much that we haven't acknowledged. We don't want to acknowledge. It's too much to acknowledge. It's too painful. But there's also this other aspect where we want to say, you know, our ancestors raised more compassionate kids and happier kids. And so 2,000 years, 3,000 years from now, are people going to be saying the same thing about us this lifetime? I mean, I call it cynical, call it skeptical mind saying, but What is the truth? How do we know the truth? How do we know? I mean, you talked about the research on sleep, but how do we know what is true? Yeah, let me just throw it to you, because I'm being the thought catalyst right now. The idea of saying raise more compassionate kids. So what happened? That's what I want to know. I guess that's ultimately what happened? What changed? Or maybe we are more compassionate, we just don't see it, or I don't see it. What do you think, Lisa? Please help me out.
Well, I think, yeah, I appreciate all the directions that you go that get triggered in you. They're all, it's very important. And a question I haven't, I will read this article that, thank you for posting it. The question that comes to me is, more compassionate than who? So who's, you know, it's like then all of us now, or then people 100 years, you know, how do we, again, you know, through that scientific lens, how are they measuring compassion? How does that get measured? You know, the reality, I think, is within each of us and within our human condition, there exists compassion and the opposite of compassion, whatever that might be, you know, whether that's judgment or lack of compassion, you know. This is a part of our human condition.
Yeah.
You know, this thing about I mean, we could spend a whole week talking just about breastfeeding and how that the importance of breastfeeding in nurturing humanity, you know, what happens in the breastfeeding experience that creates good, I mean, not only healthy bodies for the baby, for the growing child, but attachment. It's about attachment in the mother-baby bond. That's how we develop empathy. The bond that the child has with the mother in that early time, depending on how that goes, has everything to do with how much empathy we can have as a person and throughout our entire life. So there's just so much in this whole topic. Your question, what happened? I think that we are at the very beginning, and you and I are at the forefront of this, of leading conversations about the impact of colonialism. Colonialism, you know, across the globe has had a oh my gosh, the effect of this, you know. And to us, for us to be able to have recognition of all the effects of it. You know, our minds want to judge it. My mind is inclined to judge it. But that's not really so helpful, you know. Actually, if I keep taking a position of judging it, nothing will shift. We can't. It's a biased perspective, and the judgment keeps the whole picture from being seen. So what does it take for us to have conversation? For me, it's really sacred circle, sacred ceremony. It's the only way that it can happen, where we can experience and see the impact of this kind of a over hundreds of years kind of experience. You know, colonialism has over many generations meant disconnection from ancestry. You know, it just has. That's the truth.
Yeah.
It just has. So, there's just a lot in all of it. And also what's important to see is, again, the resiliency of our human family. You know, we're still here. Wow. Isn't that something? We're still
after here. All this. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's amazing. And what are we going to do with the fact that we're still here? You know,
right.
I mean, when you say 2,000 years from now, I think to myself, oh, man, we have some very important fundamental shifts that we're asked to make now, like today. Otherwise, we won't be here 2,000 years from now. The planet will be here, but our species absolutely will not be here 2,000 years from now. That's just a fact, too. So, what are we going to do with our time here?
Right. <Yeah. laughs> What are we going to do? And the time is now. And we can start with being gentle, being more compassionate now, rather than even compare and say that we're more compassionate, we're not. It's just to look at what is the legacy? What legacy do I want to leave behind? How is my existence supporting my children, my nieces, my nephews, my cousins? What impact am I leaving on this planet? You know, I think when we start with that, research or not, because the research can have me go into well, which ancestors, who did they do this week? Is it just the Western ancestors? You know, because it brings up so much more. As you were sharing earlier, it just brings up so much. But that's, you know, what I call the ego battle. That's cool, too. But really, it's about individually tapping into that place of consciousness, of awareness, of love and compassion. And what can we do individually right now?
Yeah, and what a power, what I trust the connectedness of all the directions we've gone in this conversation. We can too, for all parents who are listening, we can also have a 30-second moment in the middle of our parenting time to pray for more compassion for ourselves as parents and then for our children that we're raising. This can be also a very transforming thing. We parents forget to have compassion for themselves. They forget to have compassion for their children in the midst of all the overwhelm. And so that can really, in a moment of stress and impatience and frustration, you know, shift things.
Yeah.
There's a tremendous amount of judgment that parents have of themselves that then keeps them from able to be parents in a way that they can feel good about. And so the judgment that parents have themselves is really damaging. And so praying for compassion. There's compassion in all of our ancestries. Again, we might not know the circumstance that that's in touch with, but if it weren't there, we wouldn't be here. So you don't have to know, who in your ancestry had compassion. You can just take a leap of faith that that's in there somewhere.
I know, that's right. Humor us, please. If you know what it is, if you know what it feels like, then it's part of your lineage. Let's take a quick break. And then we'll come back and pick up the conversation and see what wants to be expressed and visible. And then we'll get ready to release the show. You're listening to Ancestral Blueprints, numbers 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Dynamic of harmonizing good. Allow it to flow through your soul because inside it will make you whole. I'm talking about you being you. Because no one else can set you free but you.
I'm putting gas in my car. I'm thinking about the war in Iraq. The air we breathe in is toxic and there's way more than that. The situation's international. Matter of fact, it's intergalactic. But don't make me get into that. Don't see how some be sleeping on the streets while others they be living a life that's so sweet. I envision a world where everyone's needs will meet. Living off the earth in harmony and peace.
The only reason some still be packing heat
is because their lives is so incomplete. We were all born perfect with everything we need to be free. If something happened, man, we stopped believing all we could be. Let's remember we're a part of nature. Expressing love is what we're made for. Deep in your heart, the answer's not far. Let's come together now, we play our part. Don't like what you see, and the pain's just too much to believe. Say, I can feel it calling me. I'ma be the change, it's all in me. One world in harmony, one world, one family. I ain't waiting on nobody, cause I'ma be the change, it's all in me. Hurricane
hurricanes, tsunamis, wars and famines. Between religions, misunderstandings. Many different people with the same passions, just disconnected from our cause and our actions. It's time we recognize the law of attraction and see we receiving exactly what we asking. And I'm focused on lacking limitations, fear and separation, and I'm open to a new conversation. I'm talking about the love vibration. Everybody wants unification. A change is moving across the nation. Yeah, we choose courage and real communication. It's cause we know there's no time for wasting. The state of this world is our creation. So take a good look around this place. Yo, turn off your TV now, it's time to face this reality. Yo, this is the real show. The human race, we've been so disgraceful. We say we want peace, yet we're so wasteful. Killing all the life on earth to take up space for what? Yeah, we all want the same thing, but more stuff, happiness that won't bring. Yeah, we all know that we get what we giving. Time's up now, how we gonna live? If you don't like what you see, and the pain's just too much to believe, say I can feel it calling me. I'ma be the change, it's all in me. One world in harmony, one world, one family. I ain't waiting on nobody, cause I'ma be the change, it's all in me. If you don't like what you see, and the pain's just too much to believe, say I can feel it calling me. I'ma be the change, it's all in me. One world in harmony, one world, one family. I ain't waiting on nobody, cause I'ma be the change, the change is me.
The world needs us to be ourselves. The world needs us to wake up and to be real. Are you down? Are you ready? Are you awake? Are you alive? In this very hour, you'll listen and take the vow that will set you free. I know what I'm talking about.
It's time to wake up, be awake, love now, be compassionate now, say a prayer for mother, for father, for a child, say a prayer for yourself, pat yourself on the back, give yourself a high five, yeah, just stand in front of a mirror and give yourself a high five. that's Gina Renee. To find out more about her, you can find her on website, yeah, you can find her on the website, on Facebook. Gina Renee, R-E-N-E, Gina, G-I-N-A, Renee. And we're getting ready to release the show. And Lisa, any final thoughts, words, fears, inspiration?
Well, gratitude again for our time together. And I'm just glad for anybody who wants to join me in having a living prayer as we release the show, that our time together has a good effect on all the children and grandchildren in our lives, the ones who have been born and are living and growing now, and on all the ones yet unborn, that I will continue to have a prayer in my heart that our time together today unfolds in a direction that's a blessing for all these children. So thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you for the work you do. Where can people find out more about you? I gave you a website earlier. What's coming up? Are you doing any in family constellations? How can people reach you? How do you work with people? Let people know about you. Because you've got so much that mothers and fathers and society needs. Go ahead.
Thank you. People can go to my websites that you listed, lisaiverson.com, familyconstellationswest.com. I've got a lot going on in the northwest part of the U.S. right now, although the end of the month, I will send you the details about this to post it on Facebook. I'll be presenting at a conference in Tulsa, Oklahoma, the end of May, beginning of June. It's at a conference that has to do with healing racial trauma and divide in the U.S. So I'll be presenting some of what I do and what I'm blessed to know at that conference. So I'll send you that link so that that can be up for people, anybody who's in that neck of the woods. And that's all that comes to me for now. Glad to hear from people.
You're a bold woman.
I know. Yeah,
oh,
thank you.
Lord.
Bold and foolish, they go hand in hand, you know. Sometimes it's hard to know the difference.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes
I got a lot of ancestors behind me, so I'm good.
That's right. It's best sometimes to pretend that we're a fool so that the wisdom can come through. Because, you know, sometimes people go to a conference and know, I got the wisdom. I know what to tell them. You're like, what a. Yeah, I'm not even going to go there. So whatever it takes for you to keep doing the work, keep doing what you do, we truly appreciate you. And, check out Lisa Iverson's website, lisaiverson.com. Lots of information up there. People can order a copy of her book, Ancestral Blueprints, Revealing Invisible Truth in America's Soul. And it's all happening as we speak. We see it happening in all many ways, but it's about awareness. It's about compassion. And the Lisa's other website is Family Constellations West. Family Constellations West. You definitely want to check that out. And you can get some deeper insight about yourself, about who you are. So, yes, we're going to release the show with some songs and a reminder again. We've played this clip before, but it's worth playing when we talk about our ancestors, the soul, that we go deep. We go real deep. And to know that we are part of an unbroken chain of life with Deborah Johnson. And Lisa, we made it through.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. Thank you. Thank you.
Woo! I might take a minute meditation. I got a busy day, but I think I can do a minute after this show. Thank you. Thank you. So we will see you. I hope. Are you going to be here next month? When is your conference? Is it before next month's show or which one?
That's a good question. I'll be on the show right before that conference.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Okay,
yes,
good.
Yes.
Well, I was just going to say, we'll just hook a microphone up to you when you're doing the presentation and we'll just stream it live. Now,
we will check it out. Yeah.
That would be something. All right, Lisa,
yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I love you. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for being a true friend and just showing up and being an example of what you teach. I so appreciate you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Back at you. Blessings on your day. Everybody's day.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate you. We're going to go out with some, let's do this first before I come and officially release the show. I mean, this is something that you can't hear too many times. You just got to let it sit with our consciousness and breathe it in, digest it, and allow it. And it, when we get it, when we really get it, what I mean get it, like embody this, what I'm looking for, the unbroken chain of life right here, then it's easy to be gentle, as Lisa was saying, and parents, mothers, just, mother would say, well, I love my children, but, you know, can't even say what is true sometimes without being afraid that you're going to be judged. But, you know, just tap into the root. This is Deborah Johnson's Unbroken Chain of Life.
I typically get a letter on my birthday. And for the last several years, the salutation has not been happy birthday, but happy begotten. We have a tendency when we think of a birthday as our life beginning the moment that we come out of the womb. If our life were a timeline, the moment out of the womb becomes T0. And we don't even give our mothers credit for the 9 months that we were in utero.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just a second before coming out of the womb, it's as though our life did not exist. And the reality is that it is not simply that our life started that moment out of the womb. We are part of an unbroken chain of life since the beginning of humanity. An unbroken chain of life. If any one of our great-great-great-great-great-great-grandmothers hadn't been alive, we wouldn't be here. And they had to live long enough to have children. So we are the descendant of survivors. So it isn't simply that, well, this is my birthday and this is the beginning of my life. No, we are the next link in the whole evolutionary unfoldment of humanity. That is so extraordinary when we get out of the egocentric way of looking at it. So just like we carry physical DNA, we carry this soul remembrance, the whole consciousness from the beginning, the wisdom, the understanding, the creativity, you know, the love, the power, the passion, you know, all of that. So when a child is born, we should celebrate the fact that this beautiful essence has come here not as a blank slate, but as a wonderful place of convergence, of energy and awareness that wants to express itself in this time zone.
It's really about trust and love. Is Vicky?
Bring us peace.
Deborah Johnson reminding us that we are an unbroken, we are part of an unbroken chain of life, a new way of looking at yourself. We out of here. We love you. We bless you. We appreciate you. And we thank God for you. Check out Lisa's website, lisaiverson.com, lisaiverson.com. And 2 p.m. today is here to inspire with Aisha. She's talking about stress relief techniques. I gotta go there.
I need to de-stress before I get depressed. I want to express.
All is well. Yes, you gotta learn to laugh at life no matter what. Sometimes you can scream, sometimes you can cry. But you just keep being love. You keep showing up. What is love? Love is freedom. Not the airy fairy, that emotional thing. Okay, I'm pretend I'm not doing what I'm doing. It's about freedom. So, okay, what is happening is what's happening. What can I do right now? Being in the now. Trust love as you parent. Trust love as you love yourself. Trust your family. Trust life. Be loved. Be true to yourself. And be loved. I'll be back here tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern. But make sure you join Aisha at 2 p.m. Eastern today. For here to inspire. We out of here. Peace and blessings. And love will have fun.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.